Welcome, everybody, to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly. Wherever you are, thank you for making this part of your day. If you're new to the show, go check out all the past episodes of OTR Vantage Point, as well as Warhog Words of Wisdom, and of course, our flagship On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense. If you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating, leave us a comment, interact with the page, and at the very least, share this audio or video with all your friends and on your social media. There's no reason why we should still have half the country experiencing mass hysteria. There's no reason. There's vaccinations available now. There's therapeutics that have demonstrated great success. You can wear a mask if you want to. You can choose to only go to businesses that require other people to wear masks. In many states, that's the case. But you also got to realize that in many states, they're pretty much wide open. Most people don't wear masks. Most businesses do not require people to wear masks. There's a reason behind that. But many in the media, and even celebrities, with huge numbers of reach on social platforms, or even just in their jobs as celebrities, and they're pushing mass hysteria. Not concern. There's a difference. Acting accordingly, assessing risk. Of course, we do that every day. When you get into a car, you put on a seatbelt. You know that there's a risk, but you're mitigating that risk by putting on your safety belt. Now, we've all seen people driving around by themselves in a car with the windows rolled up with their masks on, by themselves. Or even with people that they live with in the car. They both have masks on. I saw a photo on social media that someone took from outside of a car that was parked, and over the air-conditioned vents, there was surgical masks. Now, that's a high level of mass hysteria. There's no better example, and we've spoken about this individual before, Howard Stern. He has remained in his basement since this pandemic began. He touts that he has almost zero contact with other human beings. Now, he also indicates that he has no intention on changing this, no matter what anybody says at this point, I would imagine. Now, he is almost 70 years old, if he's not already 70 years old, and I'd understand the concern that someone of that age would have. Absolutely. And I'm not trying to minimize that. But the problem is he wants everybody else to do the same. He lashes out. He berates individuals who don't, who assess the risk and decide to go out there and live normal lives. He berates them, curses at them, his own audience. Howard, along with other people, same status as his, want the government to get involved and force people to comply. Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? You have the wealth to stay in your house. It's everybody else's fault why you can't come out, but they're out. So he wants government to step in and punish those who are unvaccinated. Punish. Whether they're getting sick or not. And no one's off limits. He even said nasty things about Oprah and Djokovic, the tennis player, that a whole thing going on in Australia with the tennis match that he was finally deported. Considered him a public health risk, an individual, a public health risk. Now, this type of behavior that Howard is exhibiting, it's not from a rational person. It's not. He is not taking in the information. The only information that he is hearing at this point is how everybody else is bad. The unvaccinated is bad. You take away this virus, and he was acting in this fashion, he would have a clinical label with this type of behavior. It's not rational. He has been ruined by these so-called medical experts who are financially gaining from this, by the way. And he once was a beloved talent. Now he's a scared weakling who's acting like a terrified child. Ruined him. And this guy was once a great interviewer, a man of the people. Great FM disc jockey, and built himself into a fantastic radio star. And I think he pretty much, in many ways, saved a lot of radio and created a lot more radio stars. And the people made him as wealthy. And now he hates him. He hates him now. My thoughts on this is he was probably always this weak. He was just driven by his talent and what he wanted to do as a radio show host. And I think he was terrified as soon as this started. For whatever reason, he was terrified. That, along with the fact that he had to have believed that this is going to kill you, he had to believe every word of it. When he started, he questioned everything. Questioned everything, was critical about who it was coming from. Not anymore. He was a legend. Still is. But he is absolutely ruined. And I don't believe, unfortunately, that he's ever going to come back. I think he's going to stay in his basement until he dies. And it's sad, because I was a huge fan. Huge fan. Now he's unlistenable. I also believe that the other half, who is not experiencing mass hysteria, I think that portion of the population is growing. They see a lot of people getting colds and recovering. We have hundreds of thousands of new cases every day. And everybody who is asymptomatic are taking these tests. If you do not believe by now that masks do not do anything and that the vaccines, in some cases, depending on what stage you're at, is a negative effect, meaning you become more susceptible to some of these variants, and that ultimately, with the exception of a small, small fraction of individuals who come into contact, you're going to be absolutely okay. People are starting to realize that. But some people are just absolutely terrified. And we have members of the media and celebrities and so-called experts, epidemiologists, experts to blame for that. So tell me what you think about this take. Leave us a comment. And don't forget to check out past episodes of Vantage Point, Warhog Words of Wisdom, and On the Range Podcast. Don't forget to check out KellyDefense.com. and warhog.com. And at the very least, please share these audios and share these videos. Go out there and have a great day, guys.